Hare Krishna. Consciousness is the energy that enables us to experience all other energies. Some people, they accept the reality of consciousness, but they argue that consciousness is simply another energy. It is also not a different or a not a non-material energy. It is also a material energy. So just like we have stream of electricity flowing through wires, we have a stream of solar energy flowing through the atmosphere when the sun rays come. So like that, consciousness is also another energy which flows as a stream through our body. And they assume that consciousness is therefore energy, but it is also a material energy. Now, they are right in saying that consciousness is energy, but consciousness is not another material energy. Why? Because consciousness enables us to experience matter. So, for example, if the heat, a lot of solar energy is flowing through somewhere, then that solar energy may fall on the on some ground and the soil may get scorched by it, or a high electrical energy flows through a wire and then that wire may get singed and burned. But that wire itself does not cry or scream in pain. The earth doesn't start shedding tears because it is getting scorched. Why? Because although matter is changing, matter does not experience anything. It is consciousness that enables the conscious person to experience matter and to experience emotions in connection with the change of matter. So, for example, if an electrician is touching the electric wire, when there is a sudden surcharge of electricity through it, at that time, the electrician may feel a shock and may scream in horror or pain. So that, what is it that is experiencing? The electricity itself is flowing through, but the electricity does not experience any horror or pain. The wire does not experience any horror or pain. Now, if a person, if a dead person, or if that, suppose, God forbid such a thing happening, but suppose the electrician dies over there, then after that, the electrician will not scream anymore. Why? This means that the body is still there, the hand may still be touching the wire, but there will be no experience left over there. So this capacity to experience matter is not present in matter. The capacity to experience matter comes from something which is different from matter. And that capacity is essentially consciousness. So consciousness is an energy, but it is a non-material energy, because its characteristic is radically different from matter and radically different from material energies. This consciousness, the Bhagavad Gita explains, comes from the soul. In 2.17 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Avinashi tu tadviddhi yena sarvam idam tatam vinasham avyasyasya nakaschit kartum arhati. He says, Avinashi tu tadviddhi. Know that to be indestructible. What is indestructible? Yena sarvam idam tatam, that which pervades the whole body. That, what pervades the body is consciousness. And Krishna says consciousness is indestructible. And in the previous verses, he has explained that consciousness comes from the soul. So to the extent we recognize that consciousness is a radically different energy belonging to a different category from all the other other energies that we experience in this material world, to that extent we recognize that its source, the soul, is also radically different from matter. And we need non-material methods for understanding consciousness and for realizing the soul. The Bhagavad Gita offers us comprehensive knowledge of the soul and consciousness and provides the systematic processes of yoga, especially bhakti yoga, which enable us to realize the soul and to relish the flow of consciousness as a constant flow of joyful energy when that consciousness is connected with its source, the all-attractive Supreme Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.